Hello, good afternoon, good evening, and good morning to everyone who is joining us. And I want to welcome you to your breast health class. And it's an amazing day, a day of remembering that we can have healthy bodies. And especially in the United States, the statistics are pretty staggering on breast cancer and cancer itself. And so please do sign in and say hello. Let me know where you're calling in or watching from. I'd love to get to know you a little better. As I can, I will be responding to the chat box. And we're going to cover some really cool stuff. I'm going to share with you how I got the information I have and what exactly we are doing. It's based both on faith and science. So it has a foot in both fields. I think you're going to love it because the information is for everyone. And I did see that there was a strong Christian presence on the Facebook following, and I just want you to know that this is very much aligned with Christianity, so you need not worry, even though we're teaching it in a way that everyone can have it. I always think that that was Jesus' message, too, that he brought love into the world for everyone. So welcome, everyone. And we're celebrating beautiful breasts today. Healthy breasts, breasts that are challenged, breasts that aren't visible anymore. Maybe you've had them removed, but we're celebrating the beauty of you in your womanhood. And one of the wonderful stories I have to tell is one of my students who had a double mastectomy decided to do my protocols. I have a program called Beautiful from the Inside Out, and her breasts began to grow back, and she grew a whole extra inch from no tissue at all. She was virtually just, as you can know with the sunken in, what happens with the tissue. So pretty cool stuff that we're going to teach you. But today is just really an introduction. We've had about 300 people sign up for the call, and I love you guys. Thank you so much for being here. And let's just jump to the slides, and we'll get started. And I'm seeing all of you signing in, and it's making me really, really happy. So thank you for being here. Thank you for celebrating breast health with me. So let me just quickly peek at who's saying hello and where you're saying hi from. Oh, it looks like a bunch of names are coming in. Okay, so Angela, Deborah, Katie, Karina, Denise, Alex, Janice, Susan, Lorraine from Ireland. Hi, I've been there 3 times, Ireland. Cindy, Deborah, Nora, Sharon, Rita, Nadia, Esther, Paula, Lisa, Julia, Karen, Nazim, Roxanne. I'm seeing some of my favorite students here. Grace, Eden, Rachel, Joe, Katie, Effie, Pat, Catherine, Jolene. Hi, Jolene. Rosie, Sophia. Hi, Sophia. Let's see here. And the screen is moving a little fast, so let's see. Svetlana is on the call. Wonderful, Svetlana. Julie from Minnesota, and that's actually where I'm from, another Julie from Minnesota. Patricia from Mill Valley. You're a neighbor. I'm up down in Carmel Valley on the Monterey Peninsula. Joyce Adubuta, that's a beautiful name. Anita, hi. I haven't seen your name in the chat box for a while. Vanda, Sandy, Leslie, and that's CBB, Lori, Arkhra, Kathy, okay, Nina, Beverly, Liama, Lorraine, Julie, Roseline, Anita, hi Anita, Liz, Margaret, Johanna, Marilyn, Debbie, Nina, Marie, Elizabeth, Fatima, hi, honey. Okay, Angela, Leslie, Joe, Jean, Marty, Peg, Sue, Beverly, So wonderful. And I want to say hi to every single person. I think I should probably get started. Joy and Tricia and Sandra, Iris, Marsha, Christine, Sahaja, Tammy, Lorraine, Alana, let's see, Isabel, Krista, Chris, Sahaj, Beverly, Sue, Peg. Good, I think I got everybody at least for the moment. Limmy, hi. So welcome to your breast health class. And what I want you to know is that you can shift your DNA and your bloodline programs and experience greater health and ease. And that is exactly what we're up to. And, you know, if you're a follower of the Christian tradition, Jesus even said that to us. He said, these and even greater things than these you shall also do. So just know that this is our divine right. We have the right to have healthy bodies and to feel great in our bodies every minute of the day. And so that is what we're moving into. We're moving into that feeling of expansion, of open-heartedness. And one of the things I know about breast cancer, yes, there are many, many issues around why people get breast cancer, and one of them is the cancer DNA gene. And, you know, that's a pretty gnarly one. I think we also have contaminants in our food and our water, and I certainly test those as very high. So what we're going to be doing today is talking a little bit about breast health, breast cancer, cancer itself, and then we are definitely going to be removing the cancer DNA, the part of the DNA, that part of the gene that is responsible for causing cancer in the body. So that is what we're up to today. And I want you to know about my cancer story and how I got this incredible knowledge. So at age 24, I was diagnosed with terminal cancer, and I had a follicular thyroid cancer with papillary tendencies. I was pregnant with my third child and was able to stay alive during the pregnancy, which was quite a feat in itself. The doctors really didn't think that was going to happen. When my son was born, I was 96 pounds. I'm 5'6", so 96 pounds for 5'6". I was 104 pounds at his birth, and then shortly after I went to 96 pounds. So he was a fat 8-pound baby boy. I prayed for him every day, and he survived. I had two surgeries while I was pregnant with him, and then three right after, and went into the Mayo Clinic for the first of many radiation experiences. I had something called blading, where they have you take this massive dose of oral radiation. And that kind of messes up your body if you do survive. So I want you to know that I had that. I had cervical cancer years later and survived that also. And I had it surgically removed. And I think the one thing to know, now I have the information, I think I would approach my recovery differently than I did back then. I would probably immediately go on the Gerson diet. I would start these incredible meditations. I would probably approach things in a very different manner. But I want you to know that whatever choice you're making, if you do have breast cancer, is the right choice for you. And not to overthink it too much. Yes, there are some incredible diets. So if you have cancer now, stay positive. Keep your diet good. I recommend the Gerson protocols, which are fantastic, and they really do produce miracles. That those protocols have been around like 100 years. Meditate, pray, walk in nature. Keep your mind clear and focused on great health. Celebrate your life and all you have to live for. And I can say that, honestly, that's my secret to how I survived two cancers, 17 surgeries, 10 years of radiation, and actually radiation treatment, and actually 2.5 years of my life in a hospital bed. And so I've really come with a great deal of background, really having lived in a hospital for 2.5 years, being so sick, and recovering. And so, you know, that first place that we go to is to stay in peace and surrender and really remember who you are. This is a picture of a woman who's really not hiding from herself. She's looking to the divine for inspiration, but she's also allowing herself to be herself, to take in all of this great wisdom and knowledge. And one of the things I've found for myself is that having cancer was a great teacher for me. Now I'm able to teach how to restore the cells and how to restore the body. I'm able to teach you how to remove the cancer DNA. So I want you to, wherever you are in your process, if you have great healthy breasts and you want to stay that way, if you've had a diagnosis of a cancer gene, or you've had the cancer diagnosis, or you've had the mastectomy and you don't want more cancer to reappear, we're going to be really addressing all of those areas in this call today. And thank you again so much. I see more than 200 of you are on the call, and I'm just sending you so much love and appreciation, and I really want to just make a difference for each one of you and create a miracle for each one of you today. So, like I said, there are many challenges to every path. Years ago, I did radiation and surgery. What I want you to just know is that whatever you choose, you just go internally, you make your choice, and that's the right choice for you. So if you are facing cancer, just understand that there's not an easy road, but there is a blessed road. I mean, you can really go with faith, with really celebrating your life, and knowing that you are in good hands, whichever hands you put yourself in, but certainly in the hands of the divine. So clearing the DNA of breast cancer gene is based on science, and the process is called DNA obliteration. I defined this about 6 years ago when I was writing my book, Your Divine Human Blueprint. And we look into the DNA itself, and we actually are only looking for the cancer part of the DNA, the program that's running in the DNA for cancer. So the DNA obliteration process is a process of removing harmful DNA information from all the cells of the body, and it's using the quantum field. This technique supports a healthy future, removing items like cancer and dementia genes. Two techniques, one guided imagery and the second quantum pump with a slide movement. This is medically documented, the removal of cancer DNA. And I'm going to show you, I'm going to come back on the screen now, and I'm going to show you what we're going to be doing for everybody on the call. And if you've been following me for a while, hi everyone, here I'm back. If you've been following me for a while, you've already seen some of the hand movements. So the quantum pump is this. And basically, I want you to think about being part of a great field, and this field is full of particles vibrating. And based on how the particles are vibrating, you might have Julie Renee, or you might have a bouquet of flowers, or you might have a book. So based on how the particles are vibrating, they're creating, objects and things and energies. And what we're doing with the quantum pump and with the intention, remember, whatever the mind can conceive and believe it will accomplish. Your thoughts are things, and they become reality. So understand that you're very powerful with your thoughts. That's why I say stay positive. See and visualize a positive future. So what we're doing with our mind is we're setting an intention for today, we're setting an intention to clear cancer DNA from the DNA strand. And how we're doing that is we're doing a cross movement. This is the cross movement for removing cancer DNA. Now, this is regular quantum pump, and you can definitely achieve the results by doing the quantum pump. And then this is a version of the quantum pump, which is a side movement. I'm using my right hand, and I'm just moving it across my chest. You can just move it across your chest and then bring it back. And we're removing cancer DNA. And from the number of people, let me just check how many people we have currently. 263. So we probably have about 300, because I'm sure we have people on the phone lines, maybe even more than 300. And how many of our listeners definitely have cancer DNA in their body? 71%, I test some kind of cancer DNA in your body. So I think what we're going to do is we're going to just crossover. And for breast cancer, and I'm using muscle testing kinesiology to get that number. And so for the whole group, how many have breast cancer DNA? 30%. So less, much less have breast cancer DNA. So let's go ahead and do this side movement from side to side for a while, and let's see how long we're going to need to do that. About 30 minutes to really get everybody clear. And I realize that probably most of you, I see at least 60 of you that are my students. So, hi, Elizabeth. And I realize that there'll be some of you who have never seen anything like this before. Just sit back and relax. Stay in knowing. Stay in that trust that all is well and that this is going to produce a wonderful result for you. We will be able to test and confirm that the DNA is removed. Now, some people who are very sensitive have a feeling in their body like their cells start tingling or feeling cool or feeling lighter. So that is one of the kind of ways that we see that we've made a shift in the cells. So we're actually clearing the cancer gene from every cell in your body. That's pretty cool, isn't it? And then, you know, we have advanced protocols. So you'll be invited after the class to come to our breast health class. It's the next couple weeks on Wednesdays. And we'll show you a little bit of that just before we sign off. So you can, if you'd like to go further into breast health and remove like curses and bloodline clan problems, we're just really focused on DNA today, but we can take you through soul contracts and Lucifer stops, group mind virus. That's pretty wild, isn't it? With the pink, I'm not wearing pink. And I'm not opposed to it, but there's such a group mind on fighting cancer that we don't have the group mind of I'm a radiant being of light with an innate ability to heal. I come with a miraculous system, and I'm meant to live hundreds of years. We've dropped ourselves into a much lower level when we're doing battle against cancer. And you'll notice that I never define myself ever as a cancer survivor. I always say, I am a radiant being of light. My body did experience cancer, and I'm beyond that. You know, I'm back in my light. I'm back in my joy. You know, so I think cancer is it's a teacher. I know with breast cancer, it's oftentimes thought of metaphysically as overgiving, over-nurturing, letting people just drain you. And so if you've had breast cancer, why do some people have the cancer gene and not have it active where others do? Metaphysically, that's one of the symptoms of the emotional breakdown of cancer and why people get it. So, okay, I see lots of comments. Let me see if I can go back to our slides. I'm just wanting to see, where should we go? Yeah, we're in the clearing, so we're going to do that side-to-side movement. I'm going to put the picture up for the clearing, and then I'm going to answer as many questions as possible while we continue to do this side-to-side movement, okay? So that's what we're working on right now. And I'm going to just start answering questions in the chat box, so keep doing that side-to-side hand movement. And I'll scroll down and see if I can get started here with some questions. Okay, and I see more people signing in from different countries. That's great. Thank you, Elizabeth, for the flowers. Gratitude for doing this. You're welcome, Susan. Kamira. Oh, that's such a pretty name. Hi. Candace from Portland. You're a neighbor of mine, too. Not Portland, Oregon's not that far from California. Catherine from Wisconsin. Marsha from Chicago. Haruko, dear Haruko, is one of our Emerald students, so she's just close to her graduation from the year-long program. Barbara, hi. Sophia from Toronto, Canada. Julie, you can put your hand higher so it appears on the camera. Sure, I can do that when I come back on screen again. Catherine, feeling pain in my solar plexus. That's all right. Just breathe into that and say, this pain is not mine. Shooting pain in my breast. So understand, folks, I know this is going to sound so weird, but there are energies that would not want you to get the clearing. And you just say, this is not me if you're experiencing pain. This is not me. Okay. My hand is injured. I can't pump. That's okay. That's all right. Just join in and just experience it. And Gayla saying hi. Allison, I missed the beginning. So sorry. Okay, well, we're doing the hand movement. You can just do the quantum pump if you know that. I'll be back on the screen in a few minutes. I wanted to answer a few questions first. I found two jelly bean-like growths on top area O of my right breast. Radiologists could feel it. Doesn't show up on the mammograms. Doctors don't understand or know what it is. You know, that might be something like a lipoma, like a fatty. That's what I test that it is, Janice. And you can do a technique that is kind of like a chopping technique with both hands using the quantum field. We're going to teach that in the breast health class, so you might want to jump into that. Wanda, thanks from Germany. And Virginia, Veronica from Virginia. Just curious, where can I find the documentation on removal of cancer cells, DNA, for people that I know that are skeptics to this work? Actually, my client Kate from Scotland had medical tests before and after. I don't get carried away with medical documentation on, like, my website. I don't put it up. But I'd be happy if some of you know that you have the gene and you want me to double check and then go back in. I'm happy to give you that. Hello from the UK, from Linda. Thank you so much for doing this, Julie. Love, Linda. You're welcome. Joy is saying hello, and Lynn, hello, Joy. Are you doing a different hand movement? And we're doing the side-to-side movement. Does this also clear dementia genes? This type of clearing does, but we're not doing dementia genes today. We're just doing cancer genes today. But yes, I love you, Radiant Being of Light Proclamation. Thank you. And Krista, hi, Julie. Does the clear breast cyst also? Yeah, we'll be doing those bigger projects in the 2 weeks where we are doing breast health. So if you want to do the whole breast health, not just the cancer DNA, then you would jump into that class. And does this clear breast fibroids also? Thank you. What we're doing is we're clearing it in the DNA. So if that's what you're asking, yes, we're clearing it in the DNA. If you're actually wanting to clear it in the breast itself, we'll be teaching different techniques. Ooh, that's a funny picture. We'll be teaching different techniques when we do the breast health, the 2-week breast health class. So you might want to join in on that. I'll be teaching you like the chopping technique and the clearing technique. So we have different classes that are always going on. You can find out on our events page. You can just click to the calendar and you can see when everything's happening. So we do lots and lots of controversial stuff. We'll be doing restoring the sex glands and organs at some point. We'll be, actually relatively soon, we'll be doing a class on healing after an atrocity, after something like an assault. We'll be doing a class on that. Restoring orgasms for women who have never had orgasms or have lost their orgasms. So we'll be doing quantum shift activations, actually, for all of those topics, as well as a beautiful From the Inside Out weight loss and a full rejuvenation program. So there's a lot of really good stuff for women that's really about using the quantum field and using your own natural essence, the human blueprint, to create these changes. Now, a few years ago, I was asked by scientists and doctors, hey, by the way, I'm 58. I have lived through a whole lot of difficulty, and as a matter of fact, I was in a wheelchair for a year, told I would never walk without unbearable pain and canes, and I walk just fine. As a matter of fact, I dance and run. So you too can be and feel younger, look younger, feel great in your body, you know, clear away all of the threats of cancer and dementia and anything that would be a negative in your DNA, in your bloodline. And then what we do in the advanced classes is we teach how to clear everything, the curses, group mind, soul contracts, emotional holds, all of that. We go through every step. So, you know, wherever you are on your process, whatever level of I want, how much you want, this class may do it for you, or you may want to start popping into some of the classes that I teach. I've been able to heal myself. 17 surgeries. Most of those were for tumors and for illness related to cancer. Most of them were. And I've been able to really move into much more vibrant health and be able to show you and share this with thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people at this point. I've been doing this for a very, very long time. We've got a tremendous amount of miracle stories on the website of people who really overcame what looked like impossible to doctors. So I am always, always excited about the miracle stories coming in. And just to know that your body was meant to live hundreds of years, and that you are radiant, and you are a being of light, and you are divine, and that when you really access that, you can claim a deeper and more profound level of health and wellness. Now I see lots of questions coming in, so we'll go back to the slide, and then I'm going to pop my nose in the screen and start reading questions. So keep pumping, keep the side-to-side pumping going on. Okay, let's see what other questions we have here. Okay, Allison, I think I just showed you the movement again. Rim, does this clear breast fibroids also? Understand we're doing only DNA today. And, yeah, we can do breast cancer DNA. You can focus on fibroid or cysts or whatever you'd like to in the DNA. But we're only doing DNA today. Hello, just started your brain rejuvenation and registered for the parasite one. Thank you. Oh, fantastic, Kelly. That's great. Nicole, thank you for doing this. I had a mammogram last week, and my doctor called, and I have to go back for a spot compression and sonogram tomorrow afternoon, so this clearing is right time for me. Oh, that's great, Nicole. And Angela, I'm 50, and I know I'm going through hormonal shifts. My breasts have been extremely sensitive and feeling pain on and off for the last 6 months or so. Yeah, this pumping, if you don't do the side to side, if you just do the pumping in the breast, that can calm the breast down with the hormonal shifts. Sunken left nipple and asymmetrical breasts. And we actually will be addressing some of those issues again in the two-part breast health class. You might want to, if you really want to go deeper and not just work on DNA, you know, put yourself in that class. I passed through breast attack, and I'm okay now. Much love to you and appreciation, Arita. Beautiful, Arita. And so nice to see your name on the chat box. Julie, I'm doing the hand movement. I am acknowledging a belief that I want to hold onto my cancer to give myself permission to make big changes. I need to in my life. How do I clear this belief, which is not aiding my healing? I want to hold on to my cancer to give myself permission to make changes. Yeah, that's a troublesome one. You know, I think that, first of all, you know, one of the comments I made was to look at all of what you have to live for and the joy you have. It's almost like like a misbelief or like something's gone haywire to think that the only way I'm going to make big changes is hold on to the cancer. So I think if you could imagine yourself making big changes and not having to have something dire in front of you. I think that that would help tremendously. Going through our clearings class would really help too. DG, glad to be back. Love you very much, Julie, for changing so many lives. Thank you so much. And Rebecca here, can you test me if I have breast cancer? Yeah, that's a no. I don't think so. I got a 2% yes, so that's a no. Alex, hello, Julie Renee. Did you say this will remove all cancer DNA, not just breast cancer DNA? Yes, that's what I thought we should work on today, because 70% of you had cancer DNA, 30% of you had breast cancer DNA. So I thought, why don't we just go for all cancer DNA, which is a little more work. Okay, Cindy, do you have programs to help a man who has lost his ability to have an erection for prostate cancer, after prostate cancer? And I do. I have Restoring the Sex Glands for Men. It's a 2-hour class, and I have a prostate class also. So those classes are, you'll be getting invitations to those. So just watch as the website shifts. I think that all the new dates, I just gave my tech people new dates for the next 6 months. But definitely, yes, we have a men's focus and we have a women's focus. So absolutely. Rosie, you look amazing, Julie. And the best noni for surgery. Love it. Yeah, you can. You know, I always say just do what makes you happy. If you really want to do surgery, do surgery. And if you want to do meditation, do meditation. But it's all about feeling great and looking great and living your best. And that's what I believe. Maria, I have a lump too and do not know if it's benign. I get a very small, like a 20% on cancer, Marie. So I don't know. It might be the beginnings of something, but very small. But I don't get a yes on cancer. Like it's 20%, so that's not a yes. Julie, what happened to my... Oh, I don't know. I'm not doing computer questions. Okay, and then hi from northern Minnesota, from Kimberly. I was just in Minnesota last week. And it looks like Ann wants to check if I have the cancer gene. Yes, you do. And Debbie, you look so radiant, healthy, and beautiful, happy. Thank you, Debbie. And then Kim, I was 20 minutes late. Okay, and there will be a replay. Thank you so much for signing up, and we will be sending a replay. Somehow Allison has gotten into the – so if we could take her out and put her back in with the regular participants, that would be really good. Just to my team, there's Allison has gotten onto my screen. Okay? And Allison, maybe you could mute yourself in the meantime. I don't know how you got into our screen, but you're on my teacher's screen. Okay, my dears. And just keep pumping. Hang on one sec. My phone is... I want to keep a steady stream even for the people who've called in, and my phone... I've been talking on my phone all day, so let me just go back here. And I'll be right with you. I'm just going to dial back in to the phone line so we don't lose our participants on the phone line. Okay, well that was perfect timing. Sounds like the phone just shut off and the new... Sorry about that, oh my goodness. Technology. It's always given us our interesting experience. Okay, just looking back for where are we? Let's see here. Okay, and just keep pumping. There we go. Yay! Okay, lots of comments here. Let's see. And we just refreshed everything. And there's some good questions coming in. Okay, let's see. Can I do this for somebody who has breast cancer? You can try. Yeah, you can. You have to do it with permission, though. If you want to give it a whirl, do it. Ask permission before you start. And that was for Anita. And Sylvie, is this cancer still there? No. The answer is no. And Leslie, thank you for doing this. You're welcome, Leslie. And Vivian, is it possible to have my breasts grow a cup size bigger, but naturally? Absolutely. Definitely. As a matter of fact, I set something up that I thought you guys would think was kind of cute. So let's see. Hang on just 1 second. Let's see if I can shift screens and share with you what I did myself. So with the size of breasts. Let's see if I can get it to go. Let's see. There we go. I think that's going to work. So we'll stop this. It's really short, so. And then we'll move to this. So I just have to tell you this one little story that's so fun. I left my ashram when I was 35 years old. I'd been living in an ashram, and I went to live on my own, and I had been living kind of a monk's life, you know, and I thought, oh, I had no chest. It's really a funny story. And I just made an intention and started doing a meditation to grow my chest so that I had like a girly figure. And in about 45 days, I had put on 3 inches. And I went back to the ashram, and the Swami was like, Viva, did you get a breast implant? That was so funny. I said, no, it was just meditation. So that's what I'm bringing you today. It's just a really good, solid way to get into some happiness, get into alignment, right alignment with yourself, and create beauty from the inside out. And that's who you are. Are you ready to be beautiful from the inside out? Say yes. Okay, my dears. I just love that. So I used to be teased. My mom used to say to me that I was the one with the fried eggs for chest, my chest. I had such tiny, tiny chest. And I definitely do not have a tiny chest anymore. So I told the universe something completely different. And that actually is included. So if you want to grow bigger breasts or you want to reduce the size of your breasts, that's included in the health, breast health class that we do. Okay, let's see. A bunch more comments came in. Again, the movement we're doing is side to side, so you're moving your hand. So boom, 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 boom. It's kind of going across your chest. I can back up a little bit so you can see. I'm typically keeping my elbow at my waist, and you can do this. And then if you have some disability or your hand doesn't, you can't do that across the chest, you can do this.
This will also work, but I like this the best with the DNA clearing where you go across your chest. That's really, really the movement, the hand movement, the quantum pump, so to speak, that's going to get the DNA cleared. And let me just check and see where we are on the clearing. We're about 50% through on the removing cancer DNA from your body. So are some of you starting to feel a little different? Is something feeling something unique or wonderful or lighter in the body? Yeah, let me know. I'd love to know. Okay, let's see here. Let's see. We could do a little screen sharing because I'm going to keep reading. So we could do one more of those little short few-second videos. Yeah. This one might be kind of fun. So just keep pumping. And we'll do one more video. It's just a few seconds, so. Hi, I'm Julie Renee. I'm known as the number one brain rejuvenation expert. And, you know, I, a couple years ago, had the opportunity to help a woman from Scotland clear some breast cancer DNA. And what that means is she had gone in for a medical test and been distraught with the information she got. And probably just like the Hollywood actress Angelina Jolie, she was like, oh, my God, what am I going to do with this information? And she called me and said, can you help? And I said, yes, I think so. So we did a full regeneration for her and removed the cancer DNA from her cells. Now, what was so remarkable is that she went in this summer for another DNA test. And to her delight and really her glee, the doctors informed her she no longer had cancer DNA in any cell of her body. What a relief for her, because her mother, her aunt, her grandmother, all the women in her family had died of breast cancer before age 65, and she was in her 40s already. Now, when I heard about Angelina Jolie, I was just shocked. I heard it on the news, and I'm sure that you've heard about her in the magazines and her choice to have a double mastectomy to deal with the cancer DNA. What I want you to know is if you're facing this dilemma, you can actually, with the quantum field, remove the cancer DNA. I spelled out the procedure in your Divine Human Blueprint, so there's definitely this is how you do it step by step, or you could work with me. And I'm really looking to help people to avoid this mutilation. And really, I just felt so shocked by this dramatic action that Angelina had taken. And I'm sure she did it because she wanted to be around to raise her children. But what if you could, knowing now that it's medically documented that DNA can be changed, what if you could remove the cancer DNA, have a test a year later, and see that there's no cancer DNA in the body? Pretty cool. Well, that's all for now. For more tips like this, please visit me on my website, julierenee.com. Okay. And that was it. All right. So we're back to questions. And those were the only two videos I had set up, so no worries. Okay. So let me scroll down to where I maybe left off. Cup larger, we had answered, and that got the video. And is it possible, let's see, can you test me as well? Marina, 30% right now on cancer DNA. I think we do get to zero at the end of the class, so we still have another 15 minutes. And for the overall clearing of the class, how far are we along? We're 80% clear now, so just keep pumping, just keep going that side movement. And let's see, could you please test me if I have breast cancer? I would appreciate it. And that is Angela. You know, that does test true. It tests at 70%, which is in full bore, but it does test true. So you,
if you've been thinking maybe I have breast cancer, use your mind for good. You can do that diet. I've seen people with breast cancer just disappear. You've probably seen the movie The Secret, a lady who had breast cancer, really a big mass, and she praised God, she laughed, and she ate really well. She followed a particular protocol, and it completely disappeared from her body. So I believe in your capacity to heal. Let's see. 52, do I do a mammogram in 7 years? I don't like them. For some reason, I am convinced I won't get breast cancer. Am I crazy? I have no fear. I don't think you're going to get breast cancer. I don't read that you are, and you don't have it set energetically that you are. I don't get mammograms. So it's a personal choice, but it's more radiation, and I do know they're being really aggressive about it. I can't help but feel if you're getting a ton of mammograms and you're getting exposed to radiation over and over again, that can't help anything either. So, Leslie is saying, I have discomfort in my left breast for some time. Would you check and see what that is? Thank you. Discomfort. Yeah, I have spiritual parasites, it looks like, which would be like entities. Doesn't look like an illness. Rita, do I have the cancer gene? Yes, you do. And we're clearing that from everybody. Okay, do I test my tendency for breast cancer? Can you test? Seven percent, Debbie, so it's almost gone. Barbara, is there a red spot, a blood spot in my right breast? Seems to be getting larger. Is there a chance of cancer? It's 40%, which is a very low. I always say over 70% is pretty strong, but there is a small chance. Vivian, can my breast grow a cup size bigger, but naturally I know everything is possible with the divine, and that's a definite yes. And thank you, Brent. You're welcome, Samantha. Oh, that was Julie. Samantha, I have a metastasized breast cancer. How can I heal this easily, please? Well, I would recommend that you follow like a diet like the Gerson diet and the nutrition or medications that they give to restore your body. I think you need to actually pray about it and look at, can I do this naturally? Do I need some intervention with Western medicine? I mean, they are effective. If they cut it out and then you get on a really healthy diet, that's also very effective. So pray about it and really ask for that answer. I do get that you can do it naturally. So that would be diet and exercise, meditation, staying celebratory. I get that you can do that. I see that it's possible for you. Okay, and Sonia says she has discomfort in her left breast, and that looks like spiritual parasites too. Spiritual parasites are like entities. And Marie, will the clearing remove existing cancer? It'll remove the program for the DNA program, but it won't remove existing cancer. This, what we're doing, doesn't remove cancer. It removes the DNA cancer, so like the gene. It doesn't actually remove the cancer itself. However, if you then, follow a really good diet and stay really positive, and I don't see any reason why you couldn't clear that. In the breast class, we will be showing you how to, some techniques that have been known to work for removing tumors. You shrink them, and I'll be showing you how to do that in the breast health class that's coming up. Okay. Bilateral breast cancer, I guess both sides, Pat. Only I see it 20%, so no, not really. An ultrasound had today showed a cyst with blood vessels that lit up on the ultrasound, I was told. Okay. The screen, okay. Sandra, Julie has swelling and pain in my armpit. Do you think that's cancer? Blessings, Sandra. And that's a no. It's not cancer. It might be some lymph, though, some lymph problem. Lorraine, Julie, does this clear it for the family DNA? No, we're just doing it on you because we don't have permission from your family, so we only do you when we do clearings. Susan, the ultrasound today revealed blood flow. Doctor said may be around a cyst. Can you tell me? Any problematic? Can you tell me if this is a problem in my left breast? Thanks, Susan. So just, is it a serious problem in your left breast? 40%. So I wouldn't say serious. I wouldn't say a serious problem. I mean, you know, when you have something that's an anomaly, that's abnormal, you want to get to better health, right? Okay. And Patricia, does it have to be the right hand pumping, getting tired shoulder, and like to switch to left hand? You can pump with either hand. So either hand. The right hand we do because it tends to be the outer hand. The left hand tends to be the receptive hand. So you have, will this class remove it? I'll be teaching you the techniques. The class is only 2 hours. It's 2 hours long. I'm going to teach you the techniques so that you can actually work for yourself on those issues. And I will be working with you during those 2 hours. A lot of times things take more than 2 hours. So, okay. Okay. Many, many questions. Let's see if I... Really good questions, too. Let me focus for just a couple minutes on making sure that we get through, and then I'll go back to questions again. So I want to make sure that we get through all of the cancer DNA and remove all of the cancer DNA for all of you. So I'm just going to take a minute to really kind of put some extra oomph from me into that, and then I'll focus back on the questions again. So if you're interested in anything that I've mentioned, especially the breast class, which starts next week, we'll be sending you a link to that. So not to worry, you'll get that, and you will get the replay, so you're welcome to look at it over and over again. The replay will be up on the website, so if your friends would like to watch it on the website, it'll be under free programs, and then they can opt in and get notified when we're doing free programs, which we do quite often. So we have one on Halloween coming up, a free program, where we'll be looking at witches' curses and ghosts in the body, and we'll be doing some fun clearings on Halloween morning. So that might be a fun one also to sign up for. You can find it in the same place, julierenee.com, and free programs. So under programs, you'll click programs, and then it'll take you right to the free ones, and you can sign up for that too. And then on all of the upcoming women's classes on restoring sexuality and healing the sex glands and the orgasm and the weight loss and beautiful, restoring yourself from the inside out, all of those programs, you definitely will get notified when those are coming up because those might be ones that you would really love. I know I do. Oh, and what's also included in that breast class is you're going to be getting three breast meditations, so expanding and contracting and healthy. So so you'll get some really potent breast meditations too, things that the techniques I use to clear myself. Okay. Okay, so I do see so many questions on actual, like, what's going to happen with my breasts and in inverted nipple and how do I resolve that. And this class was really specifically for the DNA clearing. So I'm not hiding anything from you, but honestly, the inverted nipple or curing, removing the cysts or the cancer, that would be the perfect questions to ask in the class next week and the following week, because this is really focused on getting the breast cancer DNA and cancer DNA out of your body. So that's what we're really going for today. With the inverted nipple, there'd probably be a whole process involved. For example, you might have some evil spirit curses or demonic curses. There might be some dark or satanic energy in the nipple. I'm not hiding something from you. I'm just saying it's more than what I was planning to do in this class. And I really appreciate you, and I want you to get all of the wisdom and knowledge that you need. So I'm just saying we have a container that goes more deeply into the specifics. So please join that container if that's important to you, and it'd be important to me. So please come and join us. Okay. And on the rate, my intention is in 5 minutes to have you all to zero with cancer DNA in your body. So that is my intention, and that's what I'm really focused on. So that's not removing cancer from the body. It's not removing cysts from the body. It's not removing anything but the DNA itself, the gene itself. And when I tested, when we started, we had to do at least 30 minutes for the whole group. And the 70% of you, there were 30% of you who didn't have cancer DNA, hip, hip, hooray, and you're so lucky. And now there will be 100% of you that don't have cancer DNA in your body, and that will be wonderful. So, you know, I'm really thrilled to have this. You know, it was so cool. I go to things. I listen to all these speakers like Wayne Dyer and T. Harv Eker and Jack Canfield. Everybody was saying you can change your DNA, and they were all like just declaring you can change your DNA. But they didn't know how to do it, so they were just saying, well, you can do it. And then Esther Hicks and Abraham, they were saying you can do it. And one of their teachers said, Julie Renee knows how to do it. And so I want to say, you don't just have to think that you can do it. You can actually do it. And you can go back into your doctor's office and you can get it medically documented. And that's pretty darn exciting. I'm thrilled with that. I'm really thrilled with that. Christine will get some benefit, although we've been working with everybody on the call, so I don't know if we're going to get you to zero. Let's see, are we going to get you to zero? We're not going to get you to zero. Watch the replay and pump along so that you can get down to zero. Let's see, is there anything quick that I can answer here as we're getting towards our completion? Fantastic, Elizabeth. Thank you for that support. No, the gene does not return, Patricia. The only way that you could make that gene return is to really just focus on it and focus on it and focus on it. And the gene, I have the cancer gene, I have the cancer gene, I have the cancer gene. Because understand, you can shift the quantum field for the worse in you, but it would take a whole lot to shift it for the worse in you. You would have to be thinking that for a long time. You'd have to be really intentional on putting it back there. Because we can actually, I've got a class called Design Your DNA. I think that's in April. It's a little ways out. But we can actually put in our formula for our best life. And repetitive thoughts, remembering that thoughts are things, repetitive thoughts can bring things back into reality. Yes, it will work with people on the replay. Yes, it will. And thank you for the blessings. I always appreciate the God bless yous and the love yous. Really, I do. I take it to heart. It means a lot to me. Yay. You're welcome. All right, my lovelies. I love and appreciate you. You are an amazing person, and your life matters. So together, we're going to make a better world. And when we clear 300 women of breast cancer DNA, we create a new group experience or a group mind that says it's possible. It's possible to live without that DNA, cancer DNA in our bodies. We're at 99%. I'm going to stay in the chat box and chat with you for the next 10 minutes. I'll be pumping, probably take another 2 or 3 minutes to clear to 100%. And what that means is all of you will be clear of cancer DNA. So we're 99% means we're just about there. And you're welcome. You're so welcome. Stan, I asked my producer to go ahead and pop some videos in so you can see some of the new stuff coming up, some of the classes that are coming up in the next few weeks. Okay, you guys, I'll catch you in the chat box, and I hope to see you very soon, whether it's in the breast class or somewhere else. I love you. I appreciate you, and I'm looking forward to reconnecting at some point in the future. God bless. Bye-bye.
The moderator has left the conference.